This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
So, Felix,
Dina.
I had my birthday party this weekend.
I heard. Thank you for
inviting
Everyone's
been talking about it. You were invited.
I was.
You decided not to show up. You went to the spa instead. I'm not offended. It's fine. Priorities. And this is like the first big party I feel like we've thrown at my house, but across the street, I don't know what's going on, but they're always having quinces. I don't know if they have like a bunch of kids. I don't know. And so me and my roommate, we like to sit there and kind of like judge all the kids as they come up the stairs, like really like sit there at our window. We're like checking out their outfits, and it's always like the girls show up really early and they look really nice, and the boys show up like last minute and they look like terrible. Anyways, I felt some pressure with my birthday playlist to kind of compete. They really play some bangers at these quinces every week, and I just felt like still I wasn't able to rise to compete with these 15-year-olds. And so I thought to myself, you know what they can't do? They can't bring original Tiny Desk contest music. So I figured, what a great day.
What a great idea to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Tiny Desk contest.
We can call this the episode where we pick all the best Tiny Desk contest entries for Anna to make a playlist to compete with her 15-year-old neighbors.
If that will fit in the headline on the website, yeah.
I think that'll work.
Yeah. This is our annual peek at some of the artists who sent in videos for the Tiny Desk contest. Again, this is the 10th annual, so there have been thousands of people over the years that have sent in videos. Some of them are a repeat. But the idea is for us to pull some out, look at the Latin music contestants, and play some of the things that stand out.
Unfortunately, we don't take submissions outside of the U.S. and Puerto Rico. However, what's cool about the Latin music selection that we get is it's all people in this country doing like a very versatile spread of Latin music. So I thought that was like a really interesting way to represent that.
Lots of cool stuff. Let's get right into it. You get the first two choices.
Ooh, two? Oh my
yes.
God.
Go ahead.
It's my
ahead.
Lucky day. My first pick, really lovely artist. My first two, beautiful vocalists. This artist is Katia, and she's playing a track called Taza de Café.
Hi, everyone. My name is Katia. This is Adrian, and this is Taza de Café for Tiny Desk. Hey, yeah.
Como taza de café me levantas el ánimo. Y por ti mi corazón palpita rápido, ese tum tum acelera, y no puedo dejar de beber de esa taza de café que nos pone tan dinámico. A tu lado siempre estamos flor romántico, y ese tum tum acelera, estoy adicta a tu efecto. Hey, déjame te soy sincera, yo no soy así con cualquiera, pero la forma que te mueves me enseña que me quieres, me provoca, sé que lo notas, así que acércate un poquito más a mi boca. No soy celosa, solo picosa, me gusta el chismecito porque soy curiosa. Hey, eres el azúcar de mis mañanas, no necesitamos noches caras, pero dame un poquito de tu piel y la pasamos bien, porque como taza de café me levantas el ánimo. Y por ti mi corazón palpita rápido, ese tum tum acelera, y no puedo dejar de beber de esa taza de café que nos pone tan dinámico. A tu lado siempre estamos flor romántico, ese tum tum acelera, estoy adicta a tu efecto. Hey, y me tiene enviciado, pásame otro round, dame, dame, dame más bebida. Me tiene enviciado, pásame otro round, tiene enviciado, pásame otro round, dame, dame, dame más bebida. Me tiene enviciado, pásame otro round, quiero, quiero, quiero más bebida. Y como taza de café me levantas el ánimo, y por ti mi corazón palpita rápido, ese tum tum acelera, y no puedo dejar de beber de esa taza de café que nos pone tan dinámico. A tu lado siempre estamos flor romántico, ese tum tum me acelera, estoy adicta a tu efecto.
So this one was really impressive to me for a few reasons. I mean, one, that voice is like so gorgeous and just nice on the ears, right? Like, and she didn't need anything besides that guitar, and like that was enough to hold, I think, anyone's attention. And it was so cute. She's Salvadorian. She did it in Miami out of a really nice bodega. So the setup was great. And it's just like a sweet, fun love song to listen to. I mean, I was really impressed by this one, Felix.
I really like this one. In addition to the music, the other fun part of this every year is to look at how people present themselves. And this one, I really enjoyed that, where they put the camera and set up in that bodega thing. Lots of fun.
Disclaimer, for all of these, we would recommend you go to npr.org/altlatino to check out the page where all of these videos are going to be. They're really nice to look at and hear for yourself many times on repeat.
Okay, so pull up the website and let's go to your second song.
Okay. Oh, I really like this one. So this artist, her name is Manu Manso. She has a track here called Celos.
Mensaje que nunca voy a mandar. Y aunque me hace daño, esto no es extraño. Respiro profundo, me trato de centrar. Estás pagando el precio, yo te lo advertí. No fue mala mía, eso ya lo comprendí. Todos esos versos que yo te escribí, ahora son pa' otro, ya no son pa' ti. Tu maldito celo, celo, celo. Y el minón de nube en mi mente y mi cuerpo. No asumo la culpa, es tuyo el delito. Qué bien la cagaste, yo te felicito. Celo, celo, celo. Convirtieron en infierno tu cielo. Y ahora que estoy lejos, canto más bonito. Si no escuchaste, ven, te lo repito. Estoy puesta pa' mí y no como cuento. Tengo el camino libre sin tanto tormento. Le puse a quemarte a todo tu intento. Ya nadie me controla más mi movimiento. Todos los comienzos llegan a su fin. Vida me sonríe porque estoy fluyendo. Y ahora lo veo todo de otra manera. Fiesta toda la noche, más cerveza en la nevera. Celo, celo, celo. Llenaron de nube mi mente y mi cuerpo. No asumo la culpa, es tuyo el delito. Qué bien la cagaste, yo te felicito. Y convirtieron en infierno tu cielo. Y ahora que estoy lejos, canto más bonito. Si no escuchaste, ven, te lo repito. Celo, celo, celo. Celo, celo, celo. Celo, celo, celo. Celo, 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 celo.
So that was Celos, which means jealousy, by the artist Manu Manso. Now, Felix, I spent a lot of time with a lot of these videos. I did some first round judging, and when I came across this video, I like jumped out of my seat. I was like, oh, this is it. I mean, that voice, it has like a really nice almost R&B quality to it, but it does have that lovely like Latin pop, like what's really like big in the space right now in terms of just the texture, the quality. It's unique. Again, just a beautiful voice with a guitar, and it works so well. I mean, if you watch the video, she's just sitting there. It's a very simple presentation. It's nothing that's going to drag you in visually, but it's just that voice that captures your attention. She's also filming out of Miami, but Venezuelan American. And wow, I think we're going to see her in a lot of places, honestly. She spent some time away from Miami at Berklee School of Music in Boston, and she has the control of someone who sees her voice like an instrument.
I gotta say, so many musicians come through on the tiny desk that are Berklee graduates. Every year during the Latin Grammys, you could do a special set-aside for Berklee musicians or producers, vocalists, etc. This school is bringing in people from all over Latin America and then turning stuff out, and they're making their mark everywhere. It's really amazing.
True. I feel like that's a really important note about that is, like, I know so many people I've met in other parts of Latin America who did their stint in Boston, went back to their home country, and are now making music, training musicians, etc. So that's a really cool piece of it, is I think it just keeps multiplying on itself, that training.
That was a great voice, and now I have another great voice for you.
Okay.
This is Mireia Ramos, and we have, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Mireia Ramos is one of the founding members of the Mariachi Flor de Toloache. She's done some recording on her own in a variety of styles. Her voice is so versatile. She can sing mariachi, she can sing R&B, and on this one, she's doing country, okay? This Latinas who sing country is having a moment right now, right?
We've been talking about that. We've been talking about it. But true. I mean, there's something about that synergy of the voices. It makes a lot of sense.
So this is a track called Quiero Volver. This is Mireia Ramos, and I love the band. This is Mireia Ramos and the Poor Choices.
I want to be in that band. Yeah, right. I'd be the lead of that band.
Check this one out.
Hello, everybody. I'm Mireia Ramos. And I'm a proud Afro-Latina, Dominicana, Mexicana, raised in Puerto Rico. I'm thrilled to share my song, Quiero Volver, una ranchera fusion with country Americana music, a beautiful song off of my most recent album, a collaboration with these beautiful artists all the way from Kansas City. I hope you enjoy the song. Así, como si nada, te me fuiste. Dicen que hasta mi sombra se ve triste. Donde quiera que yo vaya, tu recuerdo me acompaña y esta pena me persigue. Sé que no debería de extrañarte, pero pensar que hubiera sido es inevitable. Solo cuando te sueño es que encuentro yo el consuelo, solo así he vuelto a besarte. Olvidemos el pasado. Solo quiero que te quedes a mi lado. Estoy cansada de sufrir, queriendo que estés aquí. Este adiós me hace daño.
De tu piel.
para olvidarte. Hoy no puedo controlarme, esta noche me haces falta, incluso más que antes. Algo aquí en mi pecho dice que aún no es tarde para hablarte.
That was Quiero Volver from Mireia Ramos and the Poor Choices. I'm a big fan of her voice. I'm just going to say it, right?
Oh,
yeah. Who
stunning.
Is it? Who is it? Remember we had a chance to see her when we were in Havana in January?
Oh, my God. I feel like every time I see her, she is one of those artists that you hear the voice and in person, and there's nothing compete with that. Not a video, not a recording, nothing. It's like you have, like, standing in front of her, that power, it's almost, like, too much. You have to, like, step back.
So as we talk about artists, especially with this show about artists you should know, there's a lot of folks who don't have the profile of her, but this is a great example of how this contest allows artists to also experiment on a different side for something beyond what they normally do, and to show the other artists that are just as, you know, viable and just as strong a performer as these established performers.
And I have to say, this is, I think I rest my case and win the argument that's been like four episodes long now. Something about a ranchera vocal so fits, it blends so perfectly with a country. It's something about like the emotion of it. It's country and it's ranchera. It's like it's right there. It makes so much sense.
No argument. I agree.
I was about to say someone recording this and then I was like, wow,
yeah,
what
are,
luck.
We are recording it. I don't envy the judges on this contest because as we've seen so far, Mireia is a voice that we know, that's well-established, but on her own solo stuff, not so much. And these other artists, are like they're in the same class. They're, like, they're just as strong, but in different ways. I've been asked to judge, and I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't want to.
I can't. The deciding.
Oh, my God. No, there's
too many.
I can
only do that first round stuff, you know, eliminate a few, but I can't.
I want to vote for them all.
Everyone deserves a chance. I mean, there is also, like, it is worth saying, an unsigned artist can mean a lot of things.
Right.
And that's tough, too, I think, is, like, you know, an artist like Mireia does have some backing. She has experience. So, you know, it's tough. And some of these other artists I brought on with these amazing voices, they have some, like, they have some backing behind them,
yeah,
for sure. You go check out their Instagrams and you're like, okay.
We'll be right back after this.
On this week's episode of Wildcard, actor Chris Pine tells us it's okay not to be perfect.
My film got absolutely decimated when it premiered, which brings up for me one of my primary triggers or whatever is like not being liked.
I'm Rachel Martin. Chris Pine on how to find joy in imperfection. That's on NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, the game where cards control the conversation.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Carvana, on a mission to make car buying more convenient and affordable than ever before. In minutes, you can browse thousands of options under $20,000. Visit Carvana.com or download the app today to get started.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
When the economic news gets to be a bit much,
listen to The Indicator from Planet Money. We're here for you, like your friends, trying to figure out all the most confusing parts. One story, one idea, every day, all in 10 minutes or less.
The Indicator from Planet Money, your friendly economic sidekick.
From NPR.
And we're back with more great music.
We are listening to entrance to the 10th annual Tiny Desk Contest. I don't think we mentioned how many entries we had this year.
How many entries?
6,600.
6,600 entries.
Can you imagine?
That's like 6,000.
That's like 6,600.
Fill a room with ice cream. 6,000 ice creams.
What are you? Let's just keep going. I don't even know.
That's a whole room of ice cream in Tiny Desk contest entries. God.
Let's just keep going. I'm not even sure what to do with that one. Okay. I chose this one. I chose the video, and then I looked to see where he's from, and I got, you know, my people, my hint. This guy is from Salinas, California, a vocalist composer who calls himself Flaco Alejandro. He performed last year in San Francisco. When the winners win, they do a tour of the United States, a mini tour. And at each city, they bring other bands to come and perform. And he performed in the San Francisco stop of the contest winner tour with the band Los Perros Callejeros. I love that name. And he blew people away. He's got two EPs out, Someone to Watch and Keep an Eye On. This is Flaco Alejandro. The song is Lluvia Pesada.
En el baile dejé mi alma y en un antro perdí mi fe. En el baile dejé mi alma y en un antro perdí mi fe. En tus ojos vi reflexiones de mi pasado color café. Viajando a través del tiempo vamos tú y yo al amanecer. Se me acaban las palabras cuando charlamos, pero sobran las miradas. Se me traba la lengua y nerviosa también y se me seca la garganta. Ay, qué rico los melones y la papaya, lo que comen las iguanas. Un atardecer contigo aquí en la playa, sal de mar y aroma de Juana. La arenita llena la toalla, se pega a tu piel, mi corazón estalla. Contento por estar aquí contigo, feliz por ser más que tu amigo. Tormenta en el paraíso, cae lluvia pesada. Tus labios venenosa y dulce a la vez. Carambolas el sabor de tus labios, venenosa y dulce a la vez. Se me hizo vicio tus caricias, que sin ellas soy como un pez. Fuera del agua mi alma pierde su rumbo, todo al revés. Descargas mi energía como el viento fluye por las olas. Me calientas como el sol en tibia la mar, una sopita de amapola. La fruta de tus palmas es la más rica y la cáscara muy dura. Un atardecer contigo aquí en la playa, sal de mar y aroma de Juana. La arenita llena la toalla, se pega a tu piel, mi corazón estalla. Contento por estar aquí contigo, feliz por ser más que tu amigo. Tormenta en el paraíso, lluvia pesada, lluvia pesada, lluvia pesada, lluvia pesada,
lluvia pesada. This is one of those with the video backdrop. What was that? They're like in a dry cleaner or a store or something.
That's, I thought it was like a thrift store or something.
There's racks of clothing.
You know, like one of those cool kids stores.
Yeah. Again, go to our website, npr.org/altlatino. Check out the videos because this one, I love the backdrop.
You know, I tried to pick this one, Felix, and then I went, this was going to be my cool cumbia pick. And then I went and saw you'd already picked it. And I was like, rats.
You got to move fast, man.
You beat me to it.
You got
to
move fast.
Oh, they're really good, though. They're really cool. I love that voice. I love the guy with the accordion. He looks like he's just having a ball.
The whole band. This is fabulous.
I would love to hang out with these dudes.
Yeah, they do look like a lot of fun. That was Flaco Alejandro. The song was Lluvia Pesada. Okay, I got another one. This one is kind of a punk thing. I didn't even have the words to describe it. The band is called Los Quinceañeros.
Another great name.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
They're from Southern California. I don't know much about them. They don't have a website. They do have an Instagram. But I love their video. There's, like I said, there's a punk ethos to it. There's, you listen to the music, there's like echoes of psychedelic chicha. There's, it's a really fun video. At some point, like there's a subtext of what's going on. There's a subplot in the video about conversations on a telephone. I'm not sure what's going on. At one point, he picks up a phone to start talking to it while the band is playing. Crazy. This is called Güero. Talk about a group that you want to hang out with.
Yeah, I take it back. These guys. Actually, I'm going to throw a party and both bands are invited.
Get right? That was Los Quinceañeros with their song Güero. Again, we're listening and previewing some of the bands that entered the Tiny Desk Contest, the 10th annual. Again, this is a band from Southern California. Don't know a lot about them, but I love that sound, right?
Let me
right?
just say, I think Los Quinceañeros would blow my 15-year-old neighbors out of the water. Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't know what to do with themselves if I brought those guys to play at my party. Let me just say.
Talking about Quinceañeros, right? These guys.
This is La Doña with the track called I Knew You Would Like This
Yes,
One.
I
you
do.
Steal my cumbia pick, but then I take this one. And it's called Loser Girl. Which I also love that name.
Read myself out.
That was La Doña with Loser Girl.
I mean, everything about that is so fun to me.
I'm such a fan of hers.
Like, she, I mean, you, people, go watch the video. This is just, like, everything from the dress and her hair and that band, that full band she has behind her when those trumpets come in. I'm like, oh, it sounds so good. And it's so fun. It's so fun to hear stylistically what she's doing paired with, like, you're hitting me up on my phone, like, da-da-da. Like, I love that.
She's an indie artist who's been making big noises. I've been listening to her for a while. When someone sent me her music, just a big fan.
Now, a little bit later on, I came across the recording of Alejandro Aranda's entry. Now, this guy is insane. He actually was on American Idol in 2019, made it pretty far, but he now releases music under the name Scary Pool Party. I could not let you guys have a peek into this one, too. This song is called Pieces by Alejandro Aranda, and he's from Pomona, California.
I fell into your arms. You said I was enough. Now I gave you all that I had. You
And what a way to wrap this up, because there are so many, again, great artists. You got to go to the website, check out the videos. The announcement's coming out later this month. In the meantime, go to our website, npr.org/altlatino. Check out all of these cool Latin music entrants to the Tiny Desk Contest. So there.
So there.
You have
Did
been...
you write that song for me?
You have been listening to Alt Latino from NPR Music. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Ana Maria Sayer.
Our editor is Hazel Sills.
And the woman who keeps us on track is Grace Chung.
Our producer is Joaquin Kotler.
And our executive producer of NPR Music is Saraya Muhammad.
Keith Jenkins is the VP of Music and Visuals at NPR.
And I'm Ana.
And I'm Felix. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.
Ooh.
Oh, no, don't.
Oh, so you can sing, but I can't.
Jasmine Morris here from the StoryCorps podcast. Our latest season is called My Way, stories of people who found a rhythm all their own and marched to it throughout their lives. Consequences and other people's opinions be damned. You won't believe the courage and audacity in these stories. Hear them on the StoryCorps podcast from NPR.
Summer is for going to the movie theater because it's too hot to stay home. It's for driving with the windows down, listening to your favorite music. It's for stretching out while you're on vacation to gobble up a TV show. For a guide to some of the TV, movies, and music we are most excited about this summer, listen to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.
More than 8,000 people have been killed in the Philippines since 2016 and the so-called war on drugs. The country's newest president promised to stop the killing, but hasn't.
Meaning one Filipino gets killed a day.
Death and injustice in the Philippines on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.